You're listening to the Body Confidence Podcast. Take a deep breath, because this could be the beginning of the rest of your life. I don't understand when people look at a problem, okay? You look at a problem that you have, and instead of addressing what's actually causing that problem, you try and solve the problem. Okay, do you know what I mean by that? So here's one problem you might have, or you might think you have. I need to lose weight. Okay, I used to be a size 4 or 6 or 8, and now I'm a size 8 or 10 or 12 or whatever your numbers are. Okay, you want to lose weight. Well, why do you want to lose weight? That's what I want to know. Because if you ask yourself why you want the things that you want, you will finally understand what you're really trying to achieve. I do this all the time with my boyfriend, and it actually drives him crazy because anytime he says anything, I am constantly questioning why. Why do you want to do that? Why did you say that? Why do you think that? And it's because I want to know the real reason behind I want to know what's motivating him to say and do the things that he does, because he's a person that I'm interested in, obviously. And it's not enough for me to just know what he's thinking and what he's wanting to do. I want to know the reason why he wants to do those things, or the reason why he's feeling that way. So the same is true for you when you set these goals for yourself, or you set these ideas in your head that says, I need to lose weight. Okay, well, why do you need to lose weight? Well, I need to lose weight because then I'll be happy. Okay, well, why will that make you happy? Because in my experience, now I am fortunate enough where weight has never been a huge struggle for me. There have been times where I've put on a little bit of weight and I have easily been able to keep it off. But what this podcast is about, this is not a health, weight loss, fitness podcast. But that's not what I'm going to be talking about. I don't talk about, you know, how to lose weight or how to be healthy or exercise routines or meal planning or any of that crap, because the truth is it's different for everyone. And unless you're actually solving the reason why you want to lose weight, losing weight is not going to do anything for you. Like, that's the truth. People think, oh, if I lose weight, then I'll finally love my body. Or, oh, if I lose weight, I'll finally be happy. If I lose weight, people will be more attracted to me. And that's just not true. Now, would it be nice? Would you feel good? Would you feel a little better? Sure. Sure. You'd feel better. But would it solve the cause of your unhappiness? Would it solve the cause of the reason why you feel like you're at war with your body? Because guess what? People are never satisfied, right? You do one thing, and now you're on to the next thing that you want to do. You accomplish one small goal, and now it's like, well, okay, well, now I want this. Okay, yeah, I lost 5 pounds, but now I want to lose 10. Or, yeah, okay, I bought a house, but gosh, you know, it'd be really nice if I had like a finish off basement. Or gosh, it'd be really nice if I had a second bathroom. Or it'd be really nice if the laundry was on the main floor. Like, we always find things to criticize about the things that we have and the way that we are. Like, it's just human nature, and I don't know why we do this. But it's just, we are always striving for something better. And I think that that's part of what makes humans so interesting. And that's the reason why we've been able to create all the things that we have today in the world. Like, humans are amazing because we're always wanting more and we're always wanting to do better. So, but that same ideal, when it comes to our body and what we look like and how we think about ourselves is so harmful, because no matter what we do, we're never satisfied. So yes, maybe you could lose weight and maybe you'd be a little bit happier. Maybe you would like your body a little bit more, but I promise you, if you lose those 10 pounds or 40 pounds or 100 pounds or whatever, I guarantee you will not be as happy as you think you will be. You won't. Because you're solving the effect, not the cause. So the cause is you don't like your body. You're unhappy with how you look, or you don't feel attractive. And you think, and the effect of that is, well, I need to lose weight. And really what it is you need to get right with your mind. You need to get right with your body. You need to understand where your value comes from and why. Because here, like, I've done the whole thing. Okay, I ran a marathon, okay, when I was 20 years old. One of my best friends ran a marathon and it was amazing. And I was like, wow, you are awesome. I never thought that, well, I thought he could do it because he's crazy. But when I was watching this marathon, I saw all these types of people finishing. A whole bunch of different people were crossing that finish line. Guys who were 6'4 and probably weighed 250 pounds were crossing that finish line of 26.2 miles. And I was like, how in the world? How in the world this guy can do it? I mean, I'm a 136-pound, 5'7 girl. Like, I could do that. And it's something I never thought that I could do. And so I pushed myself to do it because I had always told myself that I would never be able to run a marathon. Now, in the course of running and training for that race, I went from running 0 miles a week, like never exercising at all, to running 4 to 8 miles 3 or 4 times a week. And I didn't lose any weight. My body maybe changed a little bit. Like, I was a little more muscular maybe than I had been before, but I literally, like, I didn't even look that different. So it's like, I did this crazy exercise routine and, like, I didn't get any physical results from training for a freaking marathon. So, I mean, that wasn't my goal. I didn't want to lose weight. I wasn't running to lose weight. But man, if I was, that would have been a huge disappointment. But what I did learn, I appreciated my body so much more because I actually started respecting what my body was capable of doing. And I mean, that's getting a little bit off topic of, you know, solving for the problem and not the cause. But it's just an example of, even when you do try and do something that you would normally think would give you one result, it doesn't always give you that result. And through the process of training for that marathon, I was able to really appreciate my body. And I had always been self-conscious about how big my legs were. I have a bigger butt. And I just kind of looked at my body differently because I was like, wow, my body just did something that my mind never thought it could do. So my body was like, screw you, Rebecca's mind. I can do this and I'm going to show you that I can do it. And that was amazing. And so I kind of started respecting my body a little bit more because I proved to myself that I could do that. And so while you may think that if you do something like that, like you do a 5K or a half marathon or whatever, you'll lose weight and you'll be happy and you'll love your body and people will be more attracted to you. It's just, it needs to go hand in hand with the mental process as well. Because let me tell you, I was in the best shape of my life after I ran that marathon. And I wasn't happy. I wasn't happier because I was in good shape. I just wasn't. I was still the same person I was before I had started training for the marathon. So I think people you know, you see people on Instagram, you know, and posting their selfies of how in shape they are and how happy they look and everything like that. But it's one does not equal the other. It's not like if you are fit and beautiful, you will be happy. No, like this is a very simple concept and everyone knows this. Like, you know this, right? Like, being skinny does not mean you're happy. Being, quote, pretty does not mean you're happy. Being rich does not mean you're happy. Being, quote, successful does not mean you're happy. You being happy is the only way that you will be happy. And you get to decide what that is for you. And that's what's hard about it, because there's no one formula for being happy. And that's why so many companies are trying to convince us that we need to lose weight, or we need to have smaller pores, or we need to have bigger, fluffier hair, and all this stuff is wrong with us. And we need to fix it, because then they get money. So I don't understand. If you are sitting there thinking to yourself, you know, if I am going to love my body, I have to be skinnier first. Or if I'm going to be happy about who I am, something about my body needs to change. Or if I'm ever going to get a boyfriend, or if I'm ever going to get a husband, or if I'm ever going to get someone to commit to me in a relationship, I need to look different so that I am a more attractive human being. And that is just not true. The way to become a more attractive human being, the way to finally love your body, and the way to finally be happy is to be a confident person, a positive person. I know people who are, by society's standards, gorgeous, but I don't want to spend time with them. I wouldn't date them. I wouldn't interact with them because they're just such a miserable, negative person to be around. And I know people who, you know, by society's standards, aren't the most attractive people in the world, but I love being around them, and I have really good relationships with them, and I just crave being around them because they are such interesting, positive people. So it's just a lie. And I don't understand. I don't want you to continue believing this lie that in order for you to love yourself, your body has to look a certain way. Because even if it did look that way, you'd still have to face yourself at the end of the day. And your mind is ultimately what controls your happiness. Thanks so much for listening. If you liked what you heard, head over to iTunes and leave me a rating, tell me what you thought, and let me know what you'd like to hear next.